Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Climb. Well, it's that time again. And Dave, in the coming days, I may have a surprise addition to your team.
Really?
For the ALA Clem.
So who is it?
Can't tell you right now.
Well, that's why.
Otherwise,
it's a surprise.
It wouldn't be. You know, you're like Abigail, and she's three. I tell Abigail she has a surprise. What is it? Well, you gotta wait a second.
Maybe we should get the listeners involved in a betting guess.
On who the surprise is?
Yes. I'm going to go with Steve Cochran.
Mm-mm, it's not me. Now, maybe. I might come because, you know, I like you. But I don't know if that means
I think it's DeCoste because he's had his two knees replaced. And I feel like...
It's a good answer. That's a good guess.
This is
a good guess, not the answer.
Thank God you're wrong. But, you know, it's a good guess.
I know who it's not. Mary. She's made that very clear.
I know. And, you know, I made my donation yesterday, and Maureen McDonald, the woman that runs this here at our station, she sent me a thing thanking me for my donation and said, if I decide to reconsider, to let her know. She was still putting the full court press on. And
to actually participate in the climb?
Yes. But aside from not liking people, not like being around groups, it's the same weekend as Patrick's birthday party every year.
That's your stepson, Patrick.
Yeah, so it's just a conflict. So,
Patrick, by the way, called a few minutes ago. He said, please encourage Mary to join in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I cleared that up for you. January 9th is National Take the Stairs Day. And Dave, would you like to introduce our guest since you guys are tight?
Yes, I would. Kristen Young, who is the executive director of the American Lung Association for Greater Chicago. And she is the boss as far as the fight for air climb.
I don't know about that.
No, that's how we think about it.
And by the way, Kristen, one of my favorites, she's only on once, maybe twice a year, and she's delightful. I love having her on the show. So even if we weren't doing this.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And this could be your year. Did I hear knee replacements? Are we?
That's John.
Are we making the, oh.
John had the knees.
Oh.
Steve's waiting for his knee replacement.
Yeah.
So. Well, listen. The climb is open and available to anybody, ages 5 to 85, you guys, so come on out.
You know, I see myself more as a late 57-year-old than 5 or 85, but I understand the invitation.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people do this?
About 2,000.
2,000?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need an extra tower.
I know. That's a good problem.
It's a lot of people.
I know. Well, it is a staggered start. So I think some people think it's, you know, you line up like you do a race and everybody
goes
at
step on
once.
Each other.
Yeah. But we only send up 20 people at a time. So you get a little bit of space in the stairwell as well, as much space as you
do like
get
the marathon. Stairwell. You have the elite climbers like Dave Ennett go first.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Dave, don't sell yourself short. You're pretty fast. One of the fastest on the team, I think.
Well,
how many complaints?
Mary's faster, Vanderbilt.
How many complaints have you received about Pete Zimmerman and his vicious competitiveness and taking the fun out of it for other people?
Pete and his wife, they do it, and they're the kind of climbers that you all start at the same time, and they go, see ya. And then when you get done and you're huffing and puffing and you're so proud of yourself, they're already on their third mimosa and they're like, what? And they're interested in what their time was.
Right. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to Orange Theory for our real workout.
And then they're like, we got to go work out. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Oh, man.
But they're welcome, too, right?
Yes. Well, it's a timed event, so you definitely can be that competitive. But I would say 90% of the people walk up the stairs and just consider finishing a best-case scenario. It is the largest stair climb in the city, so over 2,300 steps. So it's a workout.
What's your percentage of finishers, like out of the 2,000 people?
Oh, I'd say 1,950.
You're kidding.
That finish, but they could sign up to climb 1, 2, 3, or all four.
Oh, they do, but they meet their goal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is there anyone that hasn't finished that's still in the stairwell from last year?
To be honest with you, I don't want to know if that's true. I really, really don't.
Somebody from the station brought a kid last. I don't remember who it was.
Had a kid?
Brought a kid.
Oh,
this
had a kid in the middle of the stairwell.
This kid ran past me on the stairs.
Good.
And then other people were saying that they saw a blur go past them.
What's your pace car?
Pretty much the rabbit, like you'd have in the marathon.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. There's a new study that came out that said if you can climb four flights of stairs in 60 seconds, you're considered, quote unquote, physically active and healthy. And if you can't, you're supposed to be exercising more. So a very interesting kind of test that.
Four flights in 60 seconds. Now, what if you do the four flights in 60 seconds and then you sit down?
You are more than welcome to. But if you can do it, that's a good thing.
It's all for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. And Dave, how do we join your team?
Well, you go to WGNradio.com/events, and I think fightforairclimb.org. Is that, would that be right?
Yes, fightforairclimb.org. More information. The event is Sunday, March 10th at Presidential Towers. This will be our 11th year climbing at Presidential Towers with our goal to raise over $500,000. So you guys are a large part of that. So thank you for being here.
And I've been so inspired by this that earlier this morning I dropped by the Willis Tower and I left my keys at the top of the Willis Tower. Just so I have to go back and take the stairs up to get them.
But only because today, because today's Take the Stairs
Day. Take the Stairs Day. Everyone's inspired and encouraged to take the stairs.
Yeah, that's what I are you, is one flight count as taking the stairs today?
Oh, yeah.
Take the Stairs Day?
There's a, take as many as you want. Take three, hop on the Stairmaster, whatever you want to do.
By the way, where are the stairs in this building?
Steve, didn't you go? Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you did not go.
Yeah, we did not go to the training.
What training are you talking
about? Training.
Where were you?
What did we learned about that in an active shooter?
So that was that 4-hour thing that I couldn't do because I was busy.
On the air, so
Steve was, Steve was, you were gone.
I was out of
town. I think you had a funeral, and then when the makeup won, you had another out of town. Like, you missed the makeup day.
It's hard scheduling stuff when these things come up at the last minute.
We can show you the stairs.
Yeah, there are two stairwells. You're in a fire, you don't take them. We learned that. Mm-hmm.
But if the elevator's not on fire.
Yes. Oh, man. So you got to sit through the whole 4 hours.
But my question is, because you asked yesterday about us using the stairs for training in the building.
Yeah.
I don't know where downstairs you would enter the stairwell so you could go up. I mean, we could go on.
Well, the old Tribune Tower had traps on every floor. So, like, you could get to the bottom, but you couldn't get out.
Oh.
Right. And that's what I'm concerned about here. Yeah. I don't know where you get out.
Yeah, which is hilarious when you get to the bottom.
You would enjoy it.
Kristen, I am always inspired when I've done the climb. You at every step there's notes that are left by people who can who will say why they're climbing or what they why they're doing this or who they're cheering on. And you always see that a lot of people who do this because someone in their family has succumbed to lung cancer or to other respiratory diseases. How important is that for this climb? How important is it for just that part? The idea that people are honoring those who may have been lost to cancer and other things associated with the lungs.
Right. I mean, that's why we do it. There's over 32 million people with lung disease in the country, and we have a couple climbers every year, one that had a double lung transplant. We have a few kids with asthma that climb, a lot of folks with COPD. So I think to see them, we had a guy go up with an oxygen tank. I mean, you see
that's
that.
That's tremendous.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's great.
And so that, we call it the Fight for Air Climb, and I tell you, when you get to the top, for those of you who have done it is, you're fighting for air by the time you get to the top. And think about these lung disease patients that's their every day. So it's so wonderful to get this big group together. I mean, I don't know if climbing in a crowded stairwell is something for everybody, but the real purpose behind it is how we're supporting all these great people with lung disease that are living with it every day.
Yeah, one of the nice things when you're in the stairwell is you get halfway up and there's a door is open and there's some, I guess they're volunteers, mm-hmm. they're handing you cups of water and cheering you on. They got pom-poms, and then you get to the top and there's another group and you get a welcoming reception when you mm-hmm. so you feel like you got some support out there too.
I shouldn't say this, but I will also say that Presidential Towers has been really supportive of us, and even the tenants there. I mean, we're coming into their home building and taking it over for the day, and last year we had a tenant that opened up his door and he was a DJ and he started DJing
in the hallway?
In the hallway for everybody, and it was on one of the water station floors. So I just think it's a real community that puts it on, and with over 2,000 people that are participating but also live in the building.
How many gigs did he get out of it?
I don't know. I hope a lot, because it was really sweet at 7:30 in the morning.
And I like to thank all the people who run the elevators, because they have to get on the elevators with like 20 very sweaty people,
mm-hmm.
and they deal with that all morning long.
Yeah.
You have a ton of corporate partners. Is one of them Walgreens, where you could have stick-ups all over the elevator just to make sure everything smells right?
No, CVS. CVS.
CVS,
United Healthcare presenting sponsor. They've been around for
CVS, United Healthcare. Who else do you want to thank?
Holland and Knight is a law firm here, does a great job with us, are kind of our premier partners. We get quite a few. Aerogen is a big partner.
Thanks to all of them.
Yeah, thanks to all of them. They really make it work and help us get over halfway to our goal of that $500,000, along with the fundraising that comes in, too.
It's amazing, too, because there was a study put out this morning of the American Cancer Society saying that cancer across the board, has especially starting in 2019, is down significant from 1991, I think, was the peak. And lung cancer, in specific, they're talking about 40-some-odd percent. And they tie it to smoking, that mm-hmm. there's been such an advertising campaign to get people to stop smoking.
Right.
The air climb as well. Other things where they're just raising awareness that there has been a 40% drop in lung cancer cases since 1991 because of that awareness.
Mm-hmm. It remains the number one cancer killer. And the thing that's tricky right now is all the hype around electronic cigarettes. And
well, we don't know what kind of damage they'll do yet, right?
Exactly. Right. We don't know what it is. They're not a cessation tool for us. So how do we spread the message that is not an option if you're trying to quit smoking? If anything, it gets kids that are younger and younger to start smoking. So there's still some factors out there. But yeah, a lot of great work has been done in research and education around smoking.
And what's the is it Chantix is the drug that seems to be working mm-hmm. for people?
Yeah. So we recommend the patch or the gum as cessation tools for folks. And 1-800-LUNG-USA is a great resource to call to get more information on how to quit smoking. I know this time of year a lot of people make resolutions to do so. So 1-800-LUNG-USA, just want to read.
And I want to make that clear. It's the cancer death rate that is down, not cancer, but cancer death rate.
So again, the website, if we just want to donate, is what?
fightforairclimb.org. Climbs on Sunday, March 10th. fightforairclimb.org. Look forward to having a lot of folks out there, yourself included. Steve, I'll see you in the stairwell.
Absolutely. And what kind of money are we hoping to raise again?
Over $500,000 towards lung cancer, COPD, and asthma education and awareness. So come on out.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Dave, right?
It is going to be. And you have a spot on the team. Kristen and I can let him be a part of our team, which of course carries a great name.
It doesn't. What is that name, Dave, again?
And it to win it.
And it to win it. Yep. You always say it like you're just a little bit insecure about it, but you shouldn't
a little bit.
I don't know that the team, have they adopted your slogan, you and Mary? And
they're on the shirts. If it's on the shirts,
it's every year.
It must be.
Dave gets priority. It's every year.
Yep. I'm making some calls. I know a few people, and I'm making some calls to have Ray Liotta greet everyone at the top when they come out of the stairwell and high-five them.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
Congrats on the success.
Thank you. It's a fun morning always. I appreciate it.
And it's National Climb the Stairs Day. Forgo the elevators. Pretend they don't work and take the stairs.